亲爱的朋友，你们好，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目，这里是大卫弟兄。在今天的节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师的信息。在这一系列的教导信息里面，他将与我们分享到一个主题，就是耶稣显明神。耶稣显明神，讲到当年耶稣在一个肉身的身上行走在这个地上，为了一个目的，他道成的肉身来到人世间，就是要把父神显明出来，使人能够看见那所看不见的神，能够显明在耶稣这个人身上。他说，我来了，我不是凭我自己说话行事，他说只凭着自己什么都不能做，我乃是做父所做的事情，我乃说父要我所说的话。当时有一个门徒曾经问过耶稣这样一个问题，耶稣啊，求你把父神显明出来。耶稣怎么说呢？耶稣说，我跟你们在这里那么久了，你们还不晓得吗？你们看见了我，就看见了父。他来了，就是单单为了遵行父神的旨意，顺服到底，甚至最后死在十字架上。他只为了一件事情，就是把这个爱人灵魂的父神显明在人的眼前，使人看见这位耶稣，就看见了天父，看见了这样的一个神的心，就是爱，他就是爱的显现，他就是爱的表明，他就是神借着一个肉身所向我们传达的话语。今天我们何等需要打开我们的眼睛，看见这位耶稣，原来他是我们的希望，原来他是我们的拯救，不但他要洗净我们的罪恶，拯救我们的灵魂，他也要帮助我们在这个世上除去我们的痛苦，医治我们的疾病，解决我们的难处。这样一个天天背负我们重担，看顾我们的耶稣，是我们配得所赞美所称颂的。今天人都有需要，但单单有需要并不能够摸着神，不但信这位神，更信要他赏赐那寻求他的人。一个祷告总是需要两个成分，一个是人的需要，第二个乃是邀请耶稣进到你的需要的环境里面，相信耶稣能够满足你的需要，不但相信他知道你需要，而且知道他能够为着你的需要来满足你，来帮助你，他能够做到，在他没有难成的事。这位耶稣，他乃是万王之王，乃是万主之主，我们乃要定睛仰望这个被杀的羔羊，仰望这位荣耀的君王，他就能够做成我们人所做不到的事情。我们所需要的乃是来赞美他，感谢他，称颂他。你就会发现，当他进来做你的主，做你的王，他将要成就超过你所求所想的了。让我们开始的时候先预备我们的心来领受这样的信息，先把赞美把称颂归给这位荣耀的耶稣。让我们借着诗歌，我们的心向神敞开，欢迎他来到我们的心里面做主做王。他在哪里，哪里就得以自由，他在哪里，他的国度是他掌权的地方。他来了就把生命带来，就把这样的全能带来，就把光亮带来，一切的黑暗，一切的疾病，一切的魔鬼必要远远的逃跑，因为他是位君王，他来了就没有黑暗。我们今天所需要的乃是来到这位神的光中，让他荣耀的光辉照射在我们的灵魂里面，我们就必要苏醒，我们身上的疾病就得痊愈。我们今天所需要的乃是进入到神的同在，唯有他的同在使我们这个人身心灵得以完全。我们今天所需要的乃是摸到耶稣的衣裳碎子，我们乃是与这位神有这样的接触，只要他的一触摸，我们这个人就被改变，我们这个人就得以苏醒，我们就得以痊愈。何等的一个耶稣，何等的一个医治的主，在等候着我们来到他的面前，让我们的心预备好朝见这位君王。
敬爱你，主啊，你配 Let me share with you a little bit more about Jesus Christ.
我今天要再来跟大家分享耶稣基督。
Son of the Most High God.
他是至高神的儿子。
The incarnate God Himself.
是神自己道成肉身。
That means God came to this earth in flesh.
这意思就是说神用肉身来到这个世界。
Lived in our world.
活在我们的世界里。
So we could understand Him and His ways.
好让我们能够明白他，明白他的道。
And I want to share a little bit more with you from the book of John.
我要再跟大家从约翰福音来分享。
Last Sunday night,
上礼拜天晚上
we shared about Jesus at the woman at the well.
我们分享了耶稣跟那井边妇人的事情。
And tonight in the same chapter, we go a little farther.
今天晚上我们要来看同一章的后面一点。
And we see him in a different situation.
我们看到耶稣在一个不同的情况里面。
It's in the fourth chapter.
约翰福音第四章。
And the 43rd verse. To the end of the chapter. 43 to 54.
我们从第四十三节一起来看到这章的最后面。四十三节开始。过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去。因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病，他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他。 求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人迎见他，说他的儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨日未时热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。
Thank you. Now we find Jesus in a different situation.
现在我们看到耶稣在一个不同的情况中。
Here comes a centurion.
有一位百夫长来了。
That would be like a captain in the army.
他就像是军队里面的元帅一样。
In Caesar's army.
他是在凯撒军队里面的一个统帅。
The Roman army.
是罗马的军队。
The army that came from Rome to conquer and rule in Israel.
是从罗马来，他们要征服以色列，管理以色列的军队。
And this man and his company were stationed there in that part of this land.
这个人还有他的军队就驻营在那个地方。
And they heard that Jesus was coming.
他们听见耶稣要来了。
And he was there in Cana of Galilee where he turned the water to wine.
他就在加拿那个地方，就是他曾经使水变酒的地方。
We talked about that the Sunday before.
这个是我们两个礼拜以前的主日讲过的。
And he came asking a strange thing.
他来跟耶稣求一件很奇怪的事情。
He said,My son is very sick. Come down and heal him.
他说我的儿子病得很厉害，求你下来医治他。
But for goodness sakes, wait a minute.
天哪，等一等。
Jesus wasn't a doctor. He was a carpenter.
耶稣不是医生，他是木匠啊。
That's a strange thing to ask a carpenter to do, isn't it?
跟木匠求要做这件事情是很奇怪的。
I don't think I would have the faith to go up to a carpenter and say, "Come and heal my son."
我想我不会有信心去找一个木匠来跟他说，来，你来医治我的儿子。
And Jesus had a strange answer.
耶稣有一个很奇怪的答案。
Said, "Except you see miracles."
他说，你若不看见神迹
，Except you see God's power at work.
你看见神的能力在工作
，You can't believe.
不然你就不能信。
Well.I admit,
我承认
I couldn't believe that a carpenter could heal my son when he's about ready to die.
当我的儿子快要死的时候，我没有办法相信木匠能够医治我的儿子。
I don't think you could.
我想你也没有办法。
I mean, we have a carpenter in the church.
我们教会里有一个木匠。
But I'm not going to go up and ask him to heal my son.
但是我不会去找他来医治我的儿子。
We have a plumber also, but I'm not going to ask him.
我们在教会里也有一个水管匠，但是我也不会去找他。我们也有电匠。
He's a good friend.
我们是好朋友。
But I'm not going to ask him.
但是我也不会去求他。
So why should this captain come up to Jesus walking on the road and say, "Oh, quick, come heal my son. He's just about ready to die."
所以为什么这位军队里面元帅会找耶稣，然后在路上跟他说，哎，你赶快来医治我的儿子，他快要死了。
And I think Jesus.Gave us the answer.
我想耶稣给了答案。
Except you see miracles.
你若不看见神迹。
Except you see God's power at work.
你若不是看见了神迹，看到神的能力在工作，你就没有办法相信。
But now remember where this was. This took place in Cana of Galilee.
但是你要记得这是在哪里发生的，是在迦能的加利利。
Where Jesus worked that wonderful miracle of turning the water to wine.
就是耶稣曾经行了一个奇妙的神迹，把水变成酒的地方。
And you know, tongues are loose, they wag at both ends.
你知道舌头是很容易讲话的。
And they wagged and wagged and wagged and wagged.
他们就是这个舌头就一直嚼一直嚼就传开来。
And everybody knew about that great miracle.
结果每一个人都知道那个很伟大的神迹。
I mean, that's a big miracle, six big water jars.
那是一个很大的神迹，有六口大水缸。
That held about 30 liters apiece.
每一个至少能够装30公升的水。
And there's six of them.
而那边有六口。
And 6 times 30 is 180.
30乘以6就是180。
That's a lot of wine.
那是很多的酒。
And everybody drank all they wanted to, and they had some left over for a good long time.
每个人都尽量的喝，喝完了还剩下很多。
And the whole neighborhood knew about it.
所有的邻居都知道这件事情。
And the whole town knew about it.
整个镇上都知道这件事。
And it spread outside the town.
这个话还传遍了城外。
Till this captain stationed in his barracks.
直到这位驻扎在营区的元帅。
Heard about this wonderful thing that happened.
他听到了这件发生的奇妙的事情。
Now, meanwhile, Jesus had gone away.
同时，耶稣已经走了。
He'd gone down to Jerusalem.
他下到耶路撒冷去。
That's about 60-80 miles away.
那差不多60-80里远。
And I don't know how much time passed.
我不晓得过了多久了。
Perhaps a month, maybe 2 or 3.
或许一个月，或许两三个月。
And he came back to Galilee.
他又回到了加利利。
And he came back to Cana.
又回到了迦拿。
And now people are beginning to whisper and to talk one another about him.
现在人们开始轻声的彼此在谈论耶稣。
And wherever he was, news would travel. He's here, he's there, he's over there.
不管他到了哪里，消息就会传开说，哦，他在这里，他在那里。
So the captain already knew that Jesus was coming up to Galilee again.
所以那个大臣他早就知道耶稣又到了加利利来了。
And he was so concerned about his son.
他非常关心他的儿子。
Who was sick, ready to die.
儿子已经病得快要死了。
That he went down to this carpenter that had turned water to wine.
所以他就去找这位曾经把水变成酒的木匠。
And he asked a miracle.
他跟他求一个神迹。
But this is what I want to get to you if I can.
但是如果我要试着把这个事情让你明白。
He came expecting a miracle.
就是这个大臣来的时候是期待一个神迹。
He didn't ask, can you heal my son?
他没有这样子说，你能不能医治我的儿子。
Did you notice that?
你有没有注意到这一点？
He didn't ask, do you have the right remedies?
他没有说你有没有正确的解答的办法。
He didn't ask if you have the right knowledge.
他没有说你是否有正确的知识。
He didn't ask if you have the right, That's a Spanish word.
我开始要讲一个字是西班牙文。
That means the things that witch doctors use.
哦，他是。
The weeds and bones and bits of this and that kind of thing.
他有没有跟他求说你有没有一些就是巫医用的那些东西啊，什么豆子啊，骨头啊，那类的东西，他有没有这样求？
He didn't ask anything.
其实他什么都没有求。
He just said, come.
他只说你来。
I look at that and I admire that.
我看了这个我很钦佩他。
Because he didn't know the man.
因为他并不认识这个人。
He didn't know the carpenter.
他不认识这位木匠。
He only heard rumors about it.
他只听过关于耶稣的传说。
Yet he came expecting a miracle.
但是他来的时候却是期待一个神迹。
Somehow he knew this man. I don't care if he is a carpenter.
不晓得怎么样，他就是知道这个人。
I've never seen him do anything.
我从来没有看过他做任何事情。
I've never been there when he's worked.
当他在做工的时候，我从来没看过他。
But he can heal my son.
但是他能够医治我的儿子。
And it says twice he was at the point of death. I mean, it took a miracle.
他已经讲了，他已经是快要死了，这是需要神迹的时候。
As far as human help concerned, he was gone.
就人的帮助来讲，他已经没有办法了。
And Jesus started to talk to him, and he says, "Just hurry, please."
耶稣开始跟他说话的时候
，Sir, just come down, please.
先生，你就赶快下去。
We don't have time to talk.
我们没有时间讲话了。
But he still believed.
他还是相信。
And that was a marvelous faith.
这是一个很惊人的信心。
As I explained to you last time, faith comes to us as like a wire from the Usina.The powerhouse.
就像我上次跟你们讲过，信心就像是用的电线跟那个发电厂接上线了，就来了。
Faith is that wire that puts us in contact with the throne of God.
信心就是那个电线，使我们跟神的宝座接上了。
More than once, Jesus said, "If you can believe."
不止一次，耶稣讲说，你若能信。
And other times he said, "According to your faith, you can have it."
还有别的时候，他说，按着你的信心，就这样成就了。
Now this man comes.
现在这个人来。
Where or how he got the faith?
我不晓得他的信心是从哪里来，怎么样来的。
I presume listening to these people talking about the miracle of wine.
我想是当他听别人讲到那个变酒的神迹的时候。
And he loved his son very obviously.
很显然他很爱他的儿子。
And he was getting really worried and concerned.
他真的很担心，很关心这件事情。
The son was too sick to come.
他的儿子病得太厉害了，没有办法来。
But he came in his place.
但是他就代替儿子来了。
And he came believing God can do it.
他来的时候相信神能够做。
This man has contact with God.
这个人跟神有接触。
Like another woman said, if I can just touch the border of his garment, I'll be healed.
就像另外一个女人讲说，只要我能够摸着她衣裳的穗子，我就会得医治。
And she pressed through and touched it, and she was.
她就拼命的前进，碰到了耶稣，就得医治了。
And a strange thing about that little story.
关于那个故事很奇怪的一点。
In the book of Luke.
在路加福音里面。
That he said, "Who touched me?"
耶稣说，谁摸着了我？
And his other disciples said, "Why? Everybody's touching you."
那些门徒就说，每个人都在摸你啊。
I mean, there was a crowd.
那里有一群人。
And they're all touching on this side and touching on that side, all around.
他们这边碰他，那边碰他，到处绕着他碰。
And Jesus said, "Who touched me?"
耶稣说，是谁碰了我？
The disciples said, "Well, everybody's touching you."
门徒就说，每个人都在碰你啊。
He said, "No."
他说不。
Somebody touched me.
有一个人碰到了我。
Touch of faith.
那是信心的碰。
He didn't even talk to Jesus.
他甚至没有跟耶稣说话。
Didn't tell him what she needed.
没有告诉耶稣说他需要的是什么。
But that wire was running right out of her heart, right to the throne of God.
但是那个电线就从那女人的心里边一直就到了神的宝座。
As soon as she made that contact.
当她一接触到了。
As soon as she turned that switch on.
当她一把那个开关打开来。
Zoom, the flower power flowed through her body.
那个能力就马上的流到她的生命里面。
She was healed.
她得医治了。
This man,
这个人
he didn't tell Jesus what the problem was.
他没有告诉耶稣问题是什么。
He didn't say, "Do you have the right medicines for this kind of a problem?"
他没有说对于这样子的问题你是否有正确的药。
Oh, my son has this and this and this symptoms. What can you do?
他没有说我的儿子有这样子这样子的病症，你能够做什么
？He didn't tell what his disease was.
他根本没有告诉耶稣他儿子病的是什么样。
Any more than that woman did.
就像那个女人一样，也没有说。
Sometimes we think we have to tell Jesus all about it because that's what we have to do with doctors.
有时候我们以为我们必须把一切都跟耶稣讲得很详细，因为我们到耶稣到医生面前是这样子，我们认为说要把所有的细节、所有的症状，还有所有的痛，通通讲。
And hopefully he can do something.
啊，希望耶稣能够做一点事情。
But God's bigger than that.
但是神比那个要大。
His power is so great; it doesn't make any difference what kind of problem you've got.
他的能力是这么大，不管你有什么问题，对他来讲都没有差别。
His power is like a big steam power or diesel power roller.
他的能力就像是很大的发动机。
Like they put on the highways to smooth the pavement down.
就像他们有很大的机器在高速公路的时候，在要把那个压
平的。Whatever's in the way, it just rolls over it.
不管有什么东西挡在路上，他就是把它给压过去了。
The power of God just rolls over any kind of sickness. He doesn't care.
神的能力就能够这样子压过所有的情况，他都没有关系。
It's just making that contact.
只要接触到。
And how did this man do it?
那这个人是怎么做的呢？
Well, we examined it, and we have already a bit.
我们早就已经看了一点。
The first place.He came to Jesus.
第一点，他来到耶稣的面前。
He didn't sit home praying, "Oh, I hope Jesus comes to my house."
他没有坐在家里祷告说啊，我希望耶稣来我家。
No, he took the initiative.
没有，他采取主动。
He went all that distance from where his barracks was.
他从他驻扎的地方在迦南，就大老远的跑过来。
The barracks were in Capernaum.
他的驻扎的地方是在加百农。
And Cana was quite a little distance walking from there.
从那里要走到迦拿是相当的远。
Never mind.
没有关系。
I've got to go to that carpenter.
我一定要到那位木匠的面前去。
Of course, we know he was Jesus.
当然，我们知道他是耶稣。
We know he was the Son of God.
我们知道他是神的儿子。
But he didn't.
可是那个大臣不晓得。
He didn't know anything about that.
他对那个一点都不知道。
He never heard the story of Jesus' birth.
他从来没有听说过耶稣诞生的故事。
All he knew, there was a carpenter that could work a miracle.
他所知道的只是有一位木匠，他能够行神迹。
And he reasoned, if he can work one for me, him, then for them, he can work one for me.
他相信，如果耶稣能够为那些人行了那样的神迹，那他也能够为我行另外一件神迹。
That's the kind of thinking that inspires faith.
这样的想法就鼓励了他的信心。
He knew that he was an enemy of Israel.
他知道他在以色列是敌人。
He was one of their conquerors.
他是征服以色列人的。
The Jewish people hated the Romans.
犹太人很恨罗马人。
They were under their heel.
他们是被那些人压制的。
They would crucify them. They would beat them. They would mistreat them.
罗马人会把犹太人钉十字架，会打他们。
There was no love between the Romans and the Jewish people.
罗马人跟犹太人之间是没有爱的。
And yet.
然而。
He didn't take that in consideration.
他根本不考虑这一点。
He heard there is a man that can work miracles.
他听到了有一个人能够行神迹。
All right, he's a carpenter.
好，他是个木匠，没有关系。
I don't care if he's a plumber.
我不管他是不是一个水管匠。
I don't care if he's a fisherman.
我不管他是不是个渔夫。
I don't care what he is.
我不管他是做什么的。
If he's got a secret,
他有一个秘密。
He's in touch with God.
他能够摸到神。
Somehow.He worked that miracle.
不晓得怎么样，他就是行了那个神迹。
And if he worked one,
如果他行了一件神迹
，a miracle that great,
行了那么大的神迹
，then he can work another one.
那么他也能够行另外一件神迹。
And so he went to see him.
所以他就去找耶稣。
He took the initiative.
他采取主动。
He went to see this man.
他去看这个人。
And as I said before, he didn't ask any questions.
就像我刚才讲的，他没有问任何的问题。
He didn't introduce himself.
他甚至没有介绍自己。
He didn't come with the, shall we say, protocol of politeness.
他没有说，哦，我们要先讲一些客套话。
How do you do, Mr. Jesus?
耶稣先生，你今天好吗？
I'm a captain over here at the barracks in Capernaum.
哦，我是在加百农那边的一个大臣。
I've heard some wonderful things about you.
我听说过你有一些很奇妙的事情。
I've heard a lot of nice things.
我听到很多很好的事情。
I thought I'd just like to get to know you.
我就是想要跟你认识认识。
I'd like to meet you.
我要想要见一见你。
No, he didn't do any of that.
没有，他这样的事情他都没有做。
That's all right between people with society and social interest, but
那是在社会上人们要社交的时候那样做是可以的。
He didn't come with a very religious prayer.
他来的时候也没有带一个很宗教的祷告。
Oh, blessed Jesus, the carpenter.
哦，颂赞的耶稣，基督木匠。
I come before you with a great need.
哦，我带了一个很大的需要到你的面前来。
No, he didn't go anything like that at all.
没有，他根本都没有这样子。
He came to help.
他只来说你帮助我。
No, that's a good way to come.
你知道这是一个很好的来的方式。
Anyhow, it worked for him, didn't it?
这个至少对他来讲是很有效的。
Sometimes the shortest prayers are the best ones.
有时候最短的祷告是最好的祷告。
I think often of Peter when he was walking on the water.
我常常想到当彼得行在那个水上的时候。
And he started to sink.
他开始要下沉了。
He didn't have time to make a nice religious prayer.
他没有时间讲一个很好的、很宗教的祷告。
He didn't have time to say, "My heavenly Father, will you please tell your son to help me quick because I'm kind of sinking down in this water and it's getting closer and closer and closer."No. He just said, help!
他没有说我天上的父啊求你差遣你的儿子赶快来帮助我因为我好像要下沉了越来越下沉了他只说你帮我做
And it worked.
这样子就有效了
I like prayers that work.
我喜欢有果效的祷告
It was a prayer from the heart.
那是发自内心的祷告
This was his son. This was the son of the captain.
这是那个大臣的儿子
When you see your son ready to die,
当你看到你的儿子快死的时候
you're not interested in protocol.
你不会对那些仪式感兴趣
you're not interested in social niceties.
你也不会对那些社交辞令感兴趣
you're not interested in making friends and influencing people.
你也不会对那些交朋友啊去影响人感兴趣
your heart is heavy.
你的心很沉重
and you're looking death in the face.
你面对了死亡
You don't need friends, you need a miracle.
你不需要朋友，你需要的是神迹。
This man was hurting.
这个人他正伤痛着。
He came with a desperation.
他是很迫切的来的。
If this man can't help me.
若这个人能够帮助我。
If this man won't help me.
若这个人不能够帮助我。
Because I'm a Roman.
因为我是个罗马人。
I'll bury my son tomorrow.
那么我明天就要把我的儿子埋葬。
He's ready to die.
他已经快死了。
And that's a very sad thing in those lands to have a son and have him die.
在那个时代让看到儿子死是很悲惨的事情。
Because sons were so important to them.
因为对他们来讲儿子非常重要。
It is to the Chinese people too, isn't it?
对中国人来讲也是这样对不对
So he came with a deep, deep need.
所以他带了一个很深很深的需要来。